Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, I had two different transactions come out. I guess they said I signed up for some kind of deal that I know I didn't.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
Yes, Anthony Finch, 633 River Street, Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Thank you. And I see that you had ordered the tactical bag on July 3rd, paying $5.74 for shipping and handling.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do that. And then there was another
yes, sir, so it shows it was delivered to your address on July 7th at 10:06 a.m. on your front porch.
Oh, I never received anything. But the thing is I could care less about the $5. I care more about the $67.32.
Yes, sir, but I'm just making sure that you do not recall the authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $5.74 on July 3rd for a tactical bag.
No, I didn't order it.
Yeah, so could you verify your email address?
Yes, anthonyfinch199@gmail.com.
Okay, so your email address, the phone number you use to call in on, your name and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure that you didn't authorize the shipping and handling charge before we get this sent over to the police, your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. So they can verify the exact location where the order took place, as well as contacting USPS Postal Inspector. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't place no order.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it does come back as a true case of fraud, you should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
You see, as in Charlie, 2609-08-798.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Nothing else will come out of my card.
Correct.
Okay.
And thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks.